Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as the Euros preparation continues for Scotland. Ben Doak is the latest to drop out the squad injured. Bristol City's Tommy Conway gets the call-up in his place. Steve Clark says pre-tournament nerves might have played a part in Monday's win against Gibraltar. And on the club front, David Gray looks close to be landing the Hibs managerial job. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight, you have Lee Miller and Simon Donnelly. Simon, it's getting ever closer. Pre-tournament nerves for the players. I think I'm starting to feel them myself with all these injuries mounting up.
Yeah, it's not doing us any favours. A real disappointment to see young Ben Doak having to step down through injury. I'd listened to John Carver's comments on him and how he felt as if he'd been there for 10 years. It was exciting me because it sounded as if the young guy was going to get a chance, offers something different. So it's a real disappointment. Having said that, you know, Tommy Conway comes in now. What an opportunity for him to go to a finals and, you know, get an opportunity to play possibly. So, yeah, where one door shuts, another one opens, but hopefully we don't lose any more. We can't afford to lose anybody else at this stage.
And Lee Miller, it's the first time we've had you in our madness. Welcome. Introductions first. How are you? Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. No, I'm delighted to be here. And
do you know what you're getting yourself in for?
Absolutely not.
Well, you'll find out between now and 8 o'clock. I don't think we need any real introductions. I was thinking this week for us, because of the build-up, you're definitely former Scotland striker, because that, listen, we cling on to all you guys' titles as much as we can. I'm thinking on the club front, man of many clubs, Aberdeen, Dundee United, Hearts, Falkirk, Livy, and so on. But I'm wondering, what age do you think you'll get to when you just start becoming known as Lennon's dad?
It's already happened.
Is that worrying you?
It's already happened. Absolutely not. I'm delighted to be known as that. Listen, it was so long ago since I played, and since even played in a charity match the other day and forgot how to play football, basically.
I know the feeling.
And my legs are still hanging just now, so... No, I'm delighted the way Lennon's progressing, and I'll take a back seat.
Well, you can call him what you like as long as you keep it polite. 0141 951 1025. That is the number you need. So come on down. What is on your mind tonight? We are getting ever closer to these Euros, and I wish we could start the show and deliver you good news on the squad front. But this broke about the end of last night's show. So realistically, the first chance we've had to deal with it. Ben Doak, uncapped, yes, but clearly a lot of excitement, a lot of hopes pinned on what he could do. He's the latest. He is out the squad. So first of all, how big a blow is that? How do you react to that news? Now, Tommy Conway of Bristol City has been called up again. Is he the right man for that? What do you make of that news? And should there be anyone else? Because that's Lyndon Dykes and Ben Doak essentially being replaced by Tommy Conway from the under-21s. Would you try and call up someone else? We're living in a hypothetical world at this point. If you were Stevie Clark, who would that someone be? What do Scotland's attacking options need to look like? And any other thoughts ahead of the tournament, get them in right now on 0141 951 1025. You can tweet us as always at Clyde SSB. Maybe it's a bit early for Euros fever for you. Maybe you want to discuss general domestic football comings and goings and all that sort of stuff. For you fans in Glasgow, absolutely fine by me. Same number. On the news front, it's maybe out with Glasgow in the West. It's got the headlines today. It looks like David Gray is closing in on that Hibs job, potentially worrying financial times for Inverness Cali Thistle as well. So whatever it is that's out there, do pick up that phone and let us know. Now, I'm sure you don't need any extra incentive to pick up the phone to Lee Miller and Simon Donnelly tonight, but just in case, how's this for a nice bonus? Everyone that calls in tonight and goes on the show, I mean, I would encourage you to try and make it a good point, but it doesn't even need to be. As long as you get onto the show, You go into the draw to win a pair of tickets with club badges, no less, to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day at Ayr Racecourse on the 22nd of June. It's a 7-race card that day, including the feature race, the £50,000 listed Unite Scotland Land of Burns Fillies Stakes. If you're all across your horse racing, you'll know what that is. It sounds good to me. It
sounds good.
I don't know for sure, but it does sound good. And how, listen, two men of your vintage. I'm thinking mostly you.
Why are you looking at me? Whenever he talks about vintage, he looks at me in this show.
Well, you're both.
Unless you, Kevin's.
You both get the Silver Fox, but you slightly
yeah,
more so.
Legend.
Martin Kemp will have his back to the 80s DJ set.
Oh.
At the race day.
All right, yeah. Put me in for the two tickets.
Good, there you go. As long as you call in, make a point for the guys tonight. There you go. You're in the hat for the pair of tickets as well. Should be good. Everybody likes a good day out of the races, don't they? So, 0141 951 1025. You got Euros fever yet? Is it still to come? Are the injuries wearing you down?
Injuries,
I have to say they are.
The injuries are kind of, you know, affecting my optimism, let's say. Don't get me wrong, by the time the first game comes around next week, fever pitch will be at its most. But yeah, it's just that taking a wee bit off it just now. As I say, it's a worry because as a squad and an eight, we can't afford to be losing too many players. And you know, at the moment it just seems to be, yesterday it's Ben Doak. We've lost a couple of boys in the back line as well. So it's a wee bit concerning.
It's so frustrating because Scotland have done so well to qualify with the group of boys that have done that. They seem to be just dropping like flies, even the lead up to it. And now we've lost Ben Doak, who would be an exciting talent just to go and see. I've seen him at close hand because Lennon's been in his Scotland squads, his 19-17s. And he's an exciting talent. He would have been brilliant just to unleash onto the international stage. And it's gotten from that point of view, but like Simon said, it's allowing Tommy Conway to come in and get a chance, even to be involved in that environment, just to see how he gets on, and then kick on for there, because he's 21, he'll play with no fear. Throw him in at the deep end, see what happens.
See, you think these things are done at random. In my head, when planning this week, I thought, well, Lee Miller's going to have seen loads of Ben Doak at Scotland youth level. It can come on, it can give us the inside track on what he's going to bring to the Euros. And then he pulls out the squad.
You've jinxed it.
I'm not trying to say you need to leave. You'll still be fine. We'll still find a
thanks for coming
for you between now and 8 o'clock. You can tell us how big a blow it is because of how big an impact he was going to have. Something like that. We'll rephrase it that way. But anyway, 0141 951 1025. It seems like a good place to start on the international front. How big a blow is it to lose Ben Doak? How damaging are these injuries to your confidence levels? What do you make of Tommy Conway's inclusion? Would you call up someone else as well? Because remember, that is Dykes and Doak from that attacking area. And if you want to move it on, something entirely different, club football, signings, hopes for the summer, transfers, whatever you want. I notice now that the modern way, I see John Lundstrom's the latest to post the emotional goodbye to the Rangers fans on his Instagram, as many people do. Would you have done that if it was around in your day?
No.
Do you have to? You know, duty bound.
I think times have changed. I don't.
You're quite a prolific Instagrammer,
mate. I am now, but I think back then, I'm thinking back to my dressing room and the stick you would take for some of the stuff.
Especially I would have got slaughtered for doing that.
Would have been
absolutely slaughtered.
The day of the world.
Yeah. This day and age, I think you look as if you have to do it.
Fans were first class. Aye. We go again. Every Saturday, 6 o'clock.
I know.
Just save it in the drafts again. Anyway, 0141 951 1025. As we said, everyone that calls in tonight goes into the draw for a pair of tickets to a day out at Ayr Races as well. So get in touch. Lee Miller and Simon Donnelly here. Any more injuries? These two are like sort of on the long list. I think we're going to start revisiting all the old Scotland attackers to see who's up for it, because we are falling like who knows what in that area. But let's bring in James, who's in Houston. How's it going, James?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Not bad, James, not bad. What are you thinking tonight?
I'm thinking, I do not understand why Ryan Hardy is not being called up by Scotland at all. 12 goals last season for Plymouth Argyle, who were struggling massively up for creating chances, and he still scores 12. Why is he not in the Scotland squad?
I'm going to just go for the cliched option here, and I hope I'm not miles off. James, are you from Plymouth? Are you any sort of ties? Yeah. Have you seen a bit of him? I'm just thinking with the accent.
Yeah, I'm from just outside Plymouth. So watch watch Plymouth a lot, and I watch obviously like highlights and out of the games. He's rapidly quick. Something that going up with a Shankland or a Che Adams would be good additions to the squad. Mm-hmm. He scored 12 goals last season, and he outscored Dykes, and he still doesn't get a sniff when Dykes is injured. I don't understand why he's not in the squad, at least.
I did say we would take any suggestions. You play with Ryan
literally,
Hardy?
I before the caller came on, Meg, and I put Ryan Hardy's name at the top of my list.
You say the top of your list. It's the only name on your list. I can see it from here.
It's the only name, and I've been thinking about it, and I get asked this before about Ryan Hardy. Having played with him at Livingston, I seem to strike up a great partnership with Ryan. I would take all the hits. He would go and stride through and score all the goals. He's a prolific goal scorer. He sniffs out of goals out of nothing, and he knows where the goal is. His famous saying is, no goalie saves a sclaff. So,
I like that. I could get on board with that.
He's very good, and I don't see why he's been overlooked. He probably hasn't been overlooked. It's just Steve Clark's call at the end of the day. But I think throw him in there, see how he gets on, see how he gets on again in the environment. Because some people go in and they just don't light it up like they do at club level. But I think he would be a great, great addition to the squad.
I suppose what adds weight to that, Simon, is it was a name that was at least mentioned at a time when everybody was fit. Never mind the fact that, you know, Lyndon Dykes was 100%, you know, going from day one. Never mind that, was probably possibly going to start a few of the games. He's not there. Even if, I know we think of Ben Doak as a winger, but we don't really play with wingers, so maybe he was some sort of wild card number nine option, like he played for the 21s before. He's not there either. Is that a fair shout? Would you expect someone else to be added?
Yeah, listen, I don't know if anybody else will be added now. I thought maybe a name would have been there already. So that's my only reason there. As Lee says, I think Steve Clark will have his reasons. You know, the lad Tommy Conway has had a great season as well. He's found himself with the opportunity at the moment. You know, I think it's just, in Lyndon Dykes' case, I think it's what he's done already. You know,
100%,
he's been there, he's tried and tested, he's popped up with important goals. So it's maybe not worth comparing, you know, what kind of season they've had, both players. But yeah, I think he'd obviously been on the radar, but for whatever reason, he's been overlooked.
I think with the pace, James, as well, because if there was one thing this Scotland squad is lacking, that would be it, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's so quick on the turn, like just a ball in behind. Scotland was from up front, and that's one thing that Ryan Hardy has proven in a not such a great team. I will admit that, and unfortunately, we now have Rob. So for me, I think it might be quite good that we got Wayne Rooney in, but we struggled last season, the second half of the season when we lost Shuey, and now I think Ryan Hardy might push on again. But he got 12 goals last season in a poor performing team. I don't understand why he's not there. And Ben Doak, he's going to be a good player, but he hasn't proven it. He's not played, whereas Ryan Hardy played 40 games last year and scored 12 goals, so nearly a 1 in 4 games in a poor team. What can you do with the likes of Robertson at the back and McTominay getting the ball through? Probably do even better at the Euros, so yeah, I think he deserved a chance at least.
I see the logic. I suppose the thing is though, right now Ryan Hardy's not competing with Lyndon Dykes or Ben Doak for a place. He's competing with nobody, essentially, because Lyndon Dykes and Ben Doak are out injured. Tommy Conway's come in. Now, my arithmetic can handle that, right? That's still one fewer attacker. Yeah. Steve Clark did say previously, any backup, from when he named his provisional squad, he said any backup would come from the under-21s, and it has in Tommy Conway. So I don't want to shoot down the debate before it started, otherwise it will be a long show between now and 8 o'clock. But are we not going to see anyone then? Is that it?
Yeah, I know. It's surprising, maybe. Listen, maybe he's had a conversation with Ryan Hardy. Maybe he's on holiday. Maybe he's not match fit. He's not fit. I don't know. But Ryan Hardy's played through the youths. He's played in 19s, 17s, 19s, 21s. He's went through and he's scored goals at every every level. So for me, why not throw him in? Why not get him involved in the squad just to see how he copes?
Again, though, even if it's not him, right? Because we're throwing, should it be someone, or is this?
Well, you're
is
asking,
this going to be it?
You're asking me as an attacking player. I would rather have another option there than a goalkeeper. So
this is the crazy thing, though. Right now, oh, I suppose yeah. Once it gets cut, but I was going to say right now again. You're not even having to choose between the two. I suppose you are once the final squad.
Yeah, I would rather have another attacking option in there. You know, as you say, it's two attacking options out, and we've put one in. I would rather, as a forward-thinking player, and I agree with James O'Connor there as well. Like pace, I mean, that's where Ben Doak was exciting me, because from what I've seen of him and what I've heard of him, he's got bags of that. And I watched Scotland against Northern Ireland, and then I quickly flicked over to Wales, and he had some pace there. The guys that could carry the ball at pace, and I think that's maybe just something in our team that we lack. We've got a lot of creativity around about there, but we don't really have that lightning pace that, you know, puts the fear into defenders.
I take James's point. Ben Doak played, well, no football in the second half of the season. Lee didn't play very much, but you have seen him a lot for Scotland youth sides, playing alongside Lennon. What did you have high hopes? Did you actually think he could go in? What have you seen of him? Give us the sort of inside track from what you've seen.
Yeah, what I've seen of him, he plays with no fear. No fear whatsoever. Whoever he comes up against, he just plays the one way. As soon as he gets it, if he gets the ball taken off him, he gets it again.
Yeah.
Goes again. Both feet, he's got that wee shift, he's got that wee step over and go. His end ball, his end product is really good. He either gets a finish or he'll square it to one of his teammates. He is lightning quick. And like we spoke about there, we've not really got that throughout the squad. So I'd have loved to have seen him in the full international strip, just going out and performing, but it's not to be.
So even though he's uncapped, and even though he hadn't played a lot of football, you still see this as being a blow, essentially?
Massively.
Yeah.
Massively, because I've seen him so much. I've seen him in so many games live, there in person. It's not just been on screen. I've seen him, and the way he just demands the ball off anybody. And Andy Robertson was a prime example to tell you about him, because you'll see it in training every single day. He knows what he's like. He's a live wire, and he plays with a swagger and a real determination. And it's, for me, you go back to the youthfulness. I remember when I was young, Sid, you were the same.
Yeah.
When you were young, you had no fear.
Yeah.
You didn't bother who you were playing against. You just wanted to play well yourself, for your own kind of, just getting there and doing your thing.
The likes of, what excited me was what the John Calvert had said about them. It felt as if he'd been there for 10 years. That to me didn't sound like a boy that was just going to make the numbers. That sounded to me as if he was going to feature.
Because I get why people would say, oh, come on, you can't, you know, pin your hopes on somebody who's never had a cap, and you don't really know how it's going to work at that level. But there was an excitement, Simon, just because it was something different. Even if it was 10 minutes, listen, to come and try and...
He was knocking on the door of a very strong Liverpool team. Yeah. He was getting game time before he picked up injuries. He was getting game time there, and it's kind of stopped a little bit, stalled, but I think I've seen enough in that. The management team at Scotland certainly seen enough. Klopp, Liverpool seen enough. So, and as Lee says, the wee guy doesn't seem to have any fear. So I was excited. I'm not saying he would have walked into the starting 11, but see something with maybe half an hour to go and we're needing a goal against Switzerland or Hungary, get him on, you know. So that's where we've missed out. But again, he's youthful. I've got plenty more tournaments hopefully ahead.
Thank you very much to James. James is in the hat for the tickets to Ayr Races, as could you be if you join in. What do you make of Ben Doak's injury? What about Tommy Conway as a replacement? Would you call up anyone else? Who would that person be? And so on. And we'll take your club football points as well. 01419511025, and we'll do it next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Lee Miller are here, both taking your calls on 01419511025. Just to flag, of course, the fact that not only is the Euros getting closer, more importantly, we are getting closer to flying out there to the Euros as well. Looking forward to it, seeing what madness Gordon DL and Mark Wilson can get up to over there. I'm a bit nervous about 12 days with them, it has to be said. But we are going to be live in Germany, thanks to UK Debt Expert, and the time it takes Scotland to play a match. Did you know this? A wee fact for you: 145 different people will have asked them for help with their finances. So we're talking debt-free advice, helped over a quarter of a million people and counting. So if you're struggling with debt you can't control, talk to UK Debt Expert. There is a solution out there for you and everybody. Check out ukdebtexpert.co.uk. I don't know if that is any indication as to what Mark and Gordon will get up to or how reckless they will be out there, but we look forward to that anyway. And happy 40th birthday to Mark Wilson, by the way.
The big 4-0.
I mean, I know a lot of people will be thinking only 40, but remember, he retired early, very early, the chocolate knees of his. So happy 40th.
Yep, happy
and
birthday.
The dedicated professional that he is, I think he'll be listening. You know, most people would be doing something a touch more exciting on their birthday, but I think
he'll be tuning
listening.
In. Yeah, definitely. If he is, happy birthday, Willow.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Willow, happy birthday.
There we go. Now that that's the GBX section of the show over, no more no more shout outs between now and 8 o'clock. Andy is in Drum Chapel. How's it going, Andy?
Come on, hey guys, how you getting on?
Not bad. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, just obviously with the sort of strikers, Lyndon Dykes and the young lad there calling off with the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering what your thoughts are on, and I know he's a wee bit older, but Simon Murray, Ross County, maybe getting a wee shout and a chance. I'm a Partick Thistle fan and certainly a big admirer of Murray. I think he's work rate and his goal tally is quite good. I think he could maybe do something for us up there.
What do you think of that?
I worked with Simon at Dundee United many years ago. I think he's had a decent career and he's had a hell of a season. You know, goals return. Whether he's at that level, I don't know. We spoke to the last caller about, you know, Ryan Hardy doing it in a team that's struggling. You look at Simon Murray, you could argue the same. You're comparing different leagues, but he was in a team which had to go to the playoffs to stay in the league, but he scored, what, 23 goals?
That was including the playoffs, I think.
23 goals. I don't know.
Again, I don't mind Andy's shout because I'm the one that's asking for hypothetical solutions. Yeah. The only thing you would say, though, is it never feels with Steve Clark that it's going to be something from so out the blue like that, does it? You know, in terms of, and again, Andy acknowledged it, 32 years of age, playing at the bottom of the Scottish Premiership, never been near a squad before, that it doesn't feel like that. Is it the type of move you would make?
Nah, I don't think he would. It's not a bad shout. What Simon Murray is, he's a pest. He's an absolute
that's the word.
Pest.
Yeah.
He gives defenders no time on the ball. You need to look around about you because he's all over you like a rash and he gets his goals. He's not just that. That's maybe doing him a disservice because he can finish and he's got decent quality, but he works his socks off. See, if you did throw him on and just say, go and work.
Aye.
He would work his socks off and it would allow other people to go on the ball.
Is he close, right? Because Steve Clark made a big, you know, deal of this, of how there is no one like Lyndon Dykes, so he's not going to try and replicate it. Is he close-ish just because of the he's not quite as tall maybe, but you know, the frame, but the fact that he is quite mobile and he is quite busy at sort of...
He's certainly mobile.
Working
he
in
certainly
that,
gets
in
himself.
That final,
I mean,
third.
I would,
am I clutching
and this is
at straws?
A, this is a compliment to him. I would use the exact same. I think I've used that about him before. That word pest, because he's that's been his style throughout his career. He'll hassle back lines, but when he gets in there, he can finish, as he's shown this year.
But I think the big difference is that he enjoys it.
Aye,
enjoys annoying defenders.
Yeah,
And see if you come up against him, you know you're in a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy, this is not necessarily my take on it, but the obvious counter would be that, you know, that's just a step too far. This is international football, 32-year-olds from Ross County, etc. You know, that might be unfair. Well, how would you defend those sort of suggestions that this is just too big a step up for someone like that?
Well, I'd say when you look at, obviously, we played in Queen's Park playing with Ross County, the goal return that he's getting for the service that he gets proves that he can find the net. And I think if you're putting him in a team that's going to potentially provide him with better service, better opportunities, I think he would do well for us. Whether he could start every game, it's probably not to, you know, it's not going to happen, but I think if he's in that team and he's getting service in the box, I think he'll finish. And like you say, he's going to hassle defenders, and that in itself can create chances. I mean, the work rate on the guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, Andy's right. No one's coming in really to start now, are they? Shea Adams or Lauren Shankland will sort of fight it out. I wonder actually if the kind of Lyndon Dyke story, if that's what's opened the door for suggestions like this. With no disrespect to Simon Murray, a couple of years ago, players like him, I don't even mean him, you're not suggesting that they come in and lead the line for Scotland. But all of a sudden we've got a guy who went from Queen of the South to Livy. He's Australian, by the way. We asked him to come and play, and I'm not saying he's perfect, and I know he's got his critics, but you cannot overlook how important he's been for about 4 years now for Scotland. Scored some really big goals. Do you think his fairy tales can open people's eyes to maybe Simon Murray could replicate that? Or, you know, is that why we're in this area?
I think it probably is. And the thing is, you never know. You never know until you throw that player, again, I'll say it again, I keep harping on about this, into that environment with those top quality players that Scotland are producing just now. He could go in there and go, no, this isn't for me, I'm not, and he might doubt himself. Or he could go in there and absolutely hit it off, like Lyndon Dyke's done. Lyndon Dyke's plays, and obviously having played with him at Livingston, he's one that doesn't really play with fear, because he's not really been brought up with football in terms of Rangers and Celtic. So we go up against Rangers and Celtic and not care who he's playing against, because the reputation doesn't bother him. Doesn't
you totally got
him.
That from him, didn't you, when he first came into the Scotland team?
And he admitted that, he was open about that, and he said, listen, I don't really know who that is, so I'm not really bothered, I'm just going to play my game. So he could come in, Simon Murray could come in and hit the ground running and not ball.
Did you and Lyndon Dykes play in the same Livingston team?
Yeah,
was the ball ever on the ground?
Nope. It was head tennis all the way.
Who flicked it onto who?
A bit of both, so it confused the defenders.
Unbelievable. Wow. Route one. Yeah. Anyway, thanks to Andy. In fact, Andy, before I let you go, sorry, just on that, see if it's, you know, that's one name you've thrown out there. Would you still definitely want another, you know, Tommy Conway's come in? Do we still need just someone else, whether it's your suggestion or not?
I think it's always good to have options. I know the young lad, Conway's, you know, but again, he's not been tried and tested at international level. I know he's playing at a higher league and stuff like that, but I mean, you don't know how the young, it's be good for him, it's be good for the future of the team, don't get me wrong, but I'd like to see us maybe progress out of that group and make a bit of history. That would just be fantastic. So for me, it'd be nice to get a tried and tested goal scorer, you know?
Yeah, I suppose, to be fair, Tommy Conway is exactly what Steve Clarke promised, in that if there's a replacement needed,
it's from the 20s.
It'll come from the 21s. Yeah. He's in the system. He's right in front of, well, he's under Steve Clarke's nose, if you like. I've got a theory, and I'm not going to be unfair to the under 21s, but again, this is why it was such a clever move by us getting you on here tonight, Lee, because everybody else was watching Scotland against Joe Brogter. But if your son was playing for the 21s, you'd have been watching the 21s.
Correct.
So you can tell us all about Tommy Conway. How good was he? What does he bring? And so on.
Do you know what? I watched the first team game in the background, but I had a keen interest in the 21s game, lying and been on the bench. He's lively. He plays with a swagger. I've seen him a couple of times for Bristol City playing, and he knows where the goal is, but he can also hold the ball up. He's willing to run channels. He had three kind of half chances the other night against Turkey. He scored with one that was offside. Unbelievable finish. Great first time in the volley. I thought he broke the offside trap. He didn't. He was just caught offside. The other one, he's through one of them on the goalie. Goalie makes a tremendous save. And the half chance that he got for his goal, he took it tremendously well. A nice, neat header from a good ball in for Lyle Cameron. But he gives you, again, it looked as if, because they're young, play with no fear, they don't bother who they're up against, and he looked as if he had a real sharpness and a willing runner, shall we say.
So it does bring a bit of mobility then, so it's nothing like a Lyndon Dykes replacement because of the stature, but something a bit different.
No, but he's willing, they're different, slightly different players, but he'll go and try and win his fair share there. He's not shying away from that. Some strikers you'll get that won't want to know anything about the ball in there and trying to mix it up with the defenders, and even not even trying to win a header, but just to make it hard for the defender to try and clear it. But he gives you that. He's a worker. He's a real worker, and he looks as if he's a team player as well.
It's going to be an interesting one, Simon. He's had a decent season for Bristol City.
Yeah, imagine the excitement. I mean, the lad would probably have not considered himself anywhere close to this squad. Yeah. And, you know, in recent times, we've done well to start qualifying for these tournaments again, but it's not been, we all know, like in the past. What an opportunity for him. And it goes back to, I mean, Andy, the caller there, makes a good case for Simon Murray as well. It's not totally out of order to put guys like that forward. We're not blessed with, you know, a load of selection with striker. We've had to be creative over the last few years.
Because he might be the outstanding goal scorer in the league, but Lauren Shankland is from that same league. Yeah. And I know he's done it maybe a bit more
Gordon, see,
prolonged.
See, tournament football, we're back in tournament football. And as I'm saying, you know, beginning the first game, if we get anything out of the first game, great. But you've got two other games there. And see if you can look to your bench and there is, you know, a difference there, or throwing somebody on. Who's to say that one of these guys who wasn't probably even quoted at the start could come on and be a hero for the nation? That's the exciting bit of it, you know.
Having said that then, so if we're going from get your suggestions in to let's try and be inside the mind of Steve Clark, he must feel, well, unless there's a surprise up the sleeve tomorrow or whatever, that none of these guys are even close. Mm. Because as we said, we genuinely, to the outside, there's a number there that, I can understand why fans are going, pick anybody. You know what I mean? Stick Ryan Fraser in there, stick Ryan Hardy in there, stick Simon Murray, whoever it is. But he must just feel, I mean, he even looks like, I don't know, unless something changes, is it going to be four goalies as well? So
do you think it was, it's obviously been tactical that the 21s have had friendlies at the same time, because they're obviously still training, still in a camp. Will be match fit, will be match ready. That's why he's going to under 21s as a backup squad, because all these other players are now on their downtime.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
I know how hard it is to come back. Like, you're away, chilled out with the family, that's your rest time.
Come to the Euros next week.
Can you come to the Euros next week? Listen, they would all down tools and do it, no problem. But it's quite hard to get yourself back up into match fitness, because you've just switched off completely to it, unless you've got a wee inkling in the back of your mind that you might.
And with this being such a big squad, there probably isn't any of them then. You probably don't need to do that on top of, or you shouldn't have to. You wouldn't think you have to. It just so happens that we've had so many injuries. Yeah, interesting. Good suggestion anyway, Andy. It's got us going, it's got us debating. So we'll see what happens. Keep your thoughts coming on the news that Ben Doak's out and Tommy Conway is in, and what you make of him. Lee's just told you all about him for the 21s the other night. So all your calls right now, please, whilst I tell you about this.
Clyde One. Win £250,000.
Halfway through the week already, another step closer to the phone call that could change your life. Enter now for your chance to win £250,000. Until 6 o'clock, Lee Miller, I reckon you'd have been eligible to enter this, but now you've disgraced yourself coming on here. I think that probably rules you out, because people would ask questions. But all that cash could be yours listening, and you'd be ready to spend it by the weekend. It's so simple. Even just one place in the draw could see you win the £250,000. Text YES to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com. Online entry costs £2, or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. All the rules for this network competition are on the website, and the lines close at 5 p.m. this Friday. No phrase, no amount to remember. You don't even need to pick up within the five rings. Just answer your phone and the £250,000 will be in your bank account within an hour of the call. You'd be refreshing that every 2 minutes, wouldn't you? Every minute. So for your chance to win £250,000, text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Lee Miller are here tonight on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Great to have Lee with us for the first time. The Don has been listening. You've had the ultimate vote of confidence from Hugh Keevans, who listens intently every night, and he says that you speak uncomplicated sense, which means you will ruin the programme.
I can tone it down, sorry.
good to see that he's listening anyway, as always, from somewhere, probably the man cave. Tell me you've seen one of your regular partners in crime. Do you know where he is? I mean, it's not to say that it's not great to have Lee with us. I mean wholeheartedly, it's
the
great.
Dazzler.
Marvin.
Oh yeah, I did die. So he's
honestly.
I've not seen any action.
Who invites the dodgem? Have you seen this?
No.
He's been flown to
the States, is it?
Somewhere fancy in the States.
Burnley.
To play in a 7-a-side tournament.
Do you know what? I did see it.
Which
I
is littered with like
and how is he
NFL stars and celebrities.
How's he going?
Well, did you see him at the Masters last year? You were up against him.
I stayed well away from
the
him.
The dodgem.
Yeah.
The only match report.
His old tricks again.
The match report I got from the States was that he committed 5 fouls within 1 minute.
Yeah.
And still somehow escaped a booking. So I don't even get this. It's some sort of 7-a-side tournament that's got a huge cash prize.
You get footage there? Is that footage?
A huge cash prize, I think, to the winner. I just started following it today at TST7V7.
It calls itself the
World Championship of 7v7 soccer in a way that only American competitions can. You can't just declare yourself the World Championship, I don't think. But anyway, and somehow he is in some sort of Burnley team. I mean,
who's the other players in the Burnley team?
I don't even know. But there's like Borussia Dortmund have got a team, Bayern have got a team, Villarreal have got a team, and the dodgem is off Super Scoreboard to be in this company.
Brilliant.
Come on.
I'm looking to get in that next year. Definitely.
Incredible. Anyway, we'll see how he gets on when he returns. Andy is next up on the line. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, Gordon, thanks. Just to let Lee know that I'll be speaking complicated nonsense.
Good. That's the way we prefer it. What are you thinking tonight?
I think Simon might shoot this down, but I have a thought. It's just that thing about what Steve Clarke's going to do with the strikers situation. And if it was me, on Friday night, I think I would possibly start with McTominay in the number 9. I'll explain my thoughts behind it. I think Shea Adams is going to be a starter. I'm reading between the lines, but I don't think Shanklin's maybe done enough in a Scotland jersey. I think Forrest will be there as potentially a substitute Andy Boyd have just brought in. So at the moment, in my opinion, we only have one starter in the striker position. I would start McTominay just for the simple reason it's not just about putting him in the 9 and see if he can do it. I think Clark likes the idea of somebody that can rumble him up a wee bit, but he's also scored an awful lot of goals for us. But by doing that, it creates a space in the midfield that you could. I know he plays the sort of a 5-3 with the two, like sort of 5-4-1. It means your midfield that could open up a space. You could have McGregor, McGinn, and maybe Gilmore and Christie in the middle of the pitch. Wait, I'm just saying if Adams need a rest or an injury during the tournament, I think I would start McTominay in the 9 on Friday to see how he gets on.
I certainly wouldn't shoot him down by that. You know, McTominay showed enough, and I think he's played in every position from the back right through.
Yeah.
And his goal form, you know, in the qualifying games was exceptional. So I would not shoot that down. As I say, we're not blessed to, you know, not try and be creative with these things. I don't think that would be the worst suggestion.
Are you one of these number 9s, Lee, that's very defensive of it and say, you can't just stick anyone in there? Or does his goal return back that up? Or is that an entirely different thing? Are the goals there because of the way he's arriving from deeper or somewhere else?
It then changes the way he plays. He arrives, like you say, he arrives into the box, gets on the end of things, cut back or whatever. But he's a good footballer. He's a good footballer. Good footballers can play in most positions, I would say. He's got stature, he's tall, he can handle himself. I don't see it as being a wild suggestion, to be honest.
To be fair to Andy, that's his. He thinks Adams will start, and then that becomes like one of the backup solutions. Is that more likely?
But then I would throw Conway in. I would throw Conway in right in at the deep end, and that then saves his. If we're going to go with Che Adams, they would save his legs for the first game, see how he gets on. You never know, he could tear it up.
Sure. I do like the logic though, Andy, just because, you know, if you go back to like some of the standout performances in the qualification campaign, it's been that kind of that box, if you like, with Gilmore, McGregor, McTominay and McGinn. But in that time, Ryan Christie's been brilliant for Bournemouth, hasn't he? You trying to find a way to get all of them in.
Well, that's what I spoke to the producer when he answered this. Sometimes you look to get your better players into the team and mould your system to make sure the better players are playing. And certainly, Ryan Christie's own form. And it means that Gilmore would start as well. Both of them would. I'm not suggesting, as you said there, Gordon, I'm not suggesting McTominay be a start. I actually agree with Lee that give the boy Conway game time on Friday and tuck Shea Adams away at the road. I think Shankland's had a couple of opportunities. Why not give them both on 45? Listen, I'm saying why not give them as if Steve Clark's listening.
I'm sure he will be, Andy.
He will be, of course, 100%. But I would like Conway, obviously, needs to get a chance, because then the manager leaves himself in a predicament where you go into game two, maybe something happens to Adams. It's one of the sink or swims. He puts Conway on and he scores a goal. He's a genius. So if he puts him on, we lose. He gets accused of not giving the boy an opportunity Friday. So he's got to get some game time on Friday night, I suppose. But I think I'd start McTominay and maybe get Conway the last 30 minutes on Friday night.
I think there are more parts of that argument that sort of work than don't. Mm-hmm. And certainly if we're talking backup here, I don't think we expect that against Germany in the opening game.
No.
But if there's one guy in the squad that probably could do it, it probably is McTominay. And then, as Andy says, suddenly you've got a place for Ryan Christie, who might not start the match otherwise.
Yeah, it's definitely a good option. And Ryan Christie, John McGinn, they all get beyond anyway, so they all kind of play as that kind of false nine anyway. So it would end up being 2-3 up top at times, and it would give a good option, definitely.
The only thing then, Andy, so let's revisit it, because as Simon mentioned, this is a guy who used to play in the right of the back three. In fact, he did it the last Euros, and the allegation was always that don't put square pegs in round holes, and this idea that you have to get your best players on the pitch maybe doesn't work, because someone who is in theory at a lower level than Scott McTominay, i.e. Ryan Porteous or Jack Hendry, is better there than Scott McTominay is. So might that logic apply to the number nine role?
I don't remember the results when he played in the right side of a back three, but I think I'm right in saying it was during the last qualifying campaign and he'd done pretty well.
Well, I think
McTominay maybe got caught out once or twice
positionally.
Defensive, positionally.
It's not to say, because they're two different positions. Yeah. I'm talking about the logic of get your best players in. That's what we used to say.
Yeah.
And it's kind of how, to be fair though, on the other side, it's kind of how we started with, well, we need Tierney and Robertson to play, just get them in. I don't know if that's the same or different.
Listen, it's an option. As I said, it's not totally ludicrous to suggest that. It's something that would maybe be worth trying on Friday night. I think he's shown enough prowess in terms of finding the goal. I know I take the point of the lads there that most of it's that timing coming into the box, coming on to the end of things, but he scored a lot of goals. It might be something for experimenting on Friday night.
Maybe one to fully explore tomorrow and as we build up to Friday, but just to briefly get your thoughts, do you think Friday's starting team will be close to what we'll see in Munich, or is it that, right, well, we need Tommy Conway to start the game, we need players to get minutes, or is this the dress rehearsal?
It's a difficult one. It's a real difficult one, because you want to kind of get everybody shaped up and everybody ready for it, but you also want to wrap boys up in cotton wool.
It'll
be a different prospect
task anyway.
It'll be a different prospect.
We can debate it tomorrow, I'm sure. Thank you to Andy. It takes us up nicely to time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Honestly, right, any time I ask someone to come on this show for the first time, I always think, do they know what Beat the Pundit is?
Have you got that double-sided coin ready for
would they take part in Beat the Pundit? Well, they don't have much choice. And would it be an absolute car crash? We might find out in a couple of minutes' time. 01419511025. You would have the choice. Well, the coin has the choice of the master of the ugly win, Simon Donnelly, or a debutant, a fresh-faced, nervous debutant in Lee Miller. 01419511025. Lines close at 7.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Lee Miller are here. It's 01419511025. That is the number you need. Don't forget, every caller who makes it on air tonight goes into the hat for a pair of tickets to a cracking day out at Air Races. And there is a lot to get through. Lots of the calls in the first half reacting to Ben Doak's injury withdrawal from the Scotland squad, how big a blow that is, what we make of Tommy Conway as the replacement. Should there be another replacement? Because Lyndon Dykes is out as well. Would there be a place for X, Y and Z? We've thrown a lot of names out there, or the callers have. We've gone from Scott McTominay up front to Simon Murray to Ryan Hardy. We've had lots of suggestions, so if you've any more to add, please do. We're here for all of you though. If you think it's just too early, I get the injuries and I can't get into the Euros yet, if you want to talk about your club and maybe the season they had or the transfer business so far or whatever, it's the same number and that is absolutely fine. 0141 951 1025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. Simon Donnelly and maybe for the first ever time, Lee Miller on Beat the Pundit. And just the way we like it, Simon, he was saying during the break, he's absolutely dreading it.
Yeah, but I'd love to be here for his debut.
It would be magnificent. Not to put the we have had some debutants get zeros before. Genuinely,
I can see it.
Genuinely.
I can see it.
I won't name names, but yeah, it can get quite stressful. But I don't know. We'll have a look. We'll see how it goes. Whoever it is, we'll take on Colin in Les Mahago tonight. How's it going, Colin?
Yeah, I'm good, Rod, and yourself?
Not bad. And Colin's an Aberdeen fan. I like to think that you Aberdeen fans have come out the woodwork for Lee Miller. Is it like that? Just say yes, Colin. Make him feel good.
Aye, when I heard he was debuting as well, I thought, nah, now's the time to get him a wee phone and see how
I know you speak highly of your time at the Pataudry,
yes,
don't
loved
you?
It. Yep.
Loved it, didn't you?
Yep.
Why was that such a good fit for you?
I don't know. I just hit the ground running and enjoyed my time up there. A really good squad up there as well with the two Jimmies and Sandy Clark. It was excellent, and we're in Europe and stuff. So no, it was fantastic time in my career.
You know, I've often wondered, right, because you played for loads of teams, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, I can kind of see in all these jerseys, is that the club, you is that like top of your list? Are you former Aberdeen striker
before anyone else? I would say, yeah. That's Lee Miller used to play with Aberdeen.
I suppose most appearances, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
What's most goals?
Probably there as well. I played a lot for Falkirk, obviously, in three spells. I'm probably most known for ex-Aberdeen.
There we go. Well, listen, either you can humiliate him, Colin, or you give him, you know, a morale boosting win. It might even be Simon, just to spoil it. You looking forward to your new manager coming in? Well, I suppose he's in now, isn't he, Colin?
It's going to be interesting. He comes with a good reputation as well. So, just hope we can keep hold of a couple of players like my off games. We'll just need to wait and see what happens. But I'm hoping it'll be good for the club.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Right, heads it will be Simon Donnelly, tails it will be Lee Miller.
Yes,
it's a tails.
Oh, look at that debut.
And I wouldn't lie to you.
Debut.
Oh no.
Listen, I think as long as you get one on the board, I think that's fine.
Do you know what?
Bear in mind,
I'm dreading it as much as I'm believing.
It's a very fickle league table, right? Because it goes on win percentage. You could go top of the table, or
I very much doubt
or bottom. Because you're either 0% or 100 after
tonight.
Hero or zero. Okay, what we do is we give Lee something else to listen to so that he doesn't know what we are saying. And here, Colin, if you've never played before, it's quite simple. 30 seconds, answer as many as you can. And if you want to pass and move on, do that quickly, all right?
Okay.
Good man, your 30 seconds is on the clock and your time starts now. Which kit manufacturer makes the Scotland strips?
Adidas.
Which former Celtic player scored for Ireland last night?
Either.
Who did Paul Le Guin replace as manager of Rangers?
Walter Smith.
Apart from Joe Hart, who's the only player at Celtic who's made an English Premier League appearance?
Pass.
Who was the last player to be sent off for Scotland men's team?
McTominay.
Which Italian side has made Antonio Conte their manager?
Juventus.
Okay, let's bring him back. I hope you're enjoying something relaxing there, just to put you in the mood. You genuinely, is this nerve-wracking?
Aye, really?
Is it?
Aye. I hope you had a stinker, Colin.
Do you know the only thing is, I would say as well, I think they are quite tough, but they're tough for you both then.
Wowzers. Why are you throwing that combo in there?
Listen, don't let me talk you out of it. You're 30 seconds, and I suppose I'm duty-bound to give you the advice, having never played before. You're just answering as many right as you can, but if you want to pass and move on, that's kind of the tip. Okay. You just, you know, if you don't know it, get rid of it. Your 30 seconds, Lee Miller, starts now. Which kit manufacturer makes the Scotland strips?
Adidas.
Which former Celtic player scored for Ireland last night?
Ida.
Who did Paul Le Guin replace as manager of Rangers?
Waltersmith.
Apart from Joe Hart, who's the only player at Celtic who's made an English Premier League appearance?
Oh. Pass.
Who was the last player to be sent off for the men's Scotland team?
McGinn.
Which Italian side made Antonio Conte their manager?
Napoli.
Okay. Whoa, in the nick of time.
What were you thinking?
I was about to start another question, but I think
you started it.
Nah, I think we're fine. I think we'll leave it. What do you think, Colin?
Started well, but
Well, same as him. Really.
What do you mean?
No, but really, what you both mean is, because this is the way I felt, is that because the first two were easy and then the rest got quite hard. There's no shame in that. Listen, I'll be honest, when new pundits come on, they play for the first time, I do think getting a zero is kind of funny, but then I also feel a bit sorry for them.
That was my dread.
So
that was my fear.
I knew, right, hold on. If you've got a son that's constantly wearing Scotland training gear,
yes,
he'll get this one. So Adidas makes the Scotland kit. So
am well I right done. In saying that question the other week and Daz got it wrong?
Said hump.
I was listening to
that. Like, on one hand, I don't like to advertise the fact that we reuse questions, but that was so funny that night that it was worth putting in again. It's not been Umbro since like 99 or something, and he got it wrong. Which former Celtic player, who knows if he'll return, scored for Ireland last night? Adam Ida, you both got it. Was that in any way a good thing? Did it feel good to see that Scotland's Euro opponents are not brilliant at that, or like, you know, Hungary lost to Ireland. Germany, they got held at the weekend.
They did batter them,
but they still drew.
Yep. No, it was good to see Hungary getting beat.
Good.
That's fine. Definitely.
That's we'll not what we're clinging on to, is it?
Good. We're clinging on to that.
Okay. It's identical here because you both said the same thing for question three and you were both wrong. So Paul Le Guin replaced Alex McLeish. So 2-2. This was, I have to say, sneaky.
That's a difficult one.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Sneaky from the producers, if you ask me, right?
Joe Hart.
Apart from Joe Hart, who's the only player at Celtic who's made an English Premier League appearance?
Oh, McCarthy.
It's James McCarthy.
James McCarthy.
Now, I know, like, at Celtic,
you said that there,
we're playing fast and loose with the term at Celtic here because, technically, but my goodness, where is he? I've seen anything of him.
Yeah.
And Carter Vickers didn't make a Premier League appearance for Spurs, although he did play for them, I think.
Did Colin get that?
No.
No.
So we're level. Again, I think the producer's in a bad mood. I thought this was brutally tough because I remember it, but we're going back to 2018 for the last red card, and it was John Souter against Israel. Remember that spell where we played Israel like 43 times in 3 months, what it felt like. It was around then, a 2-1 defeat, so none of you got it. And it all came down to the last question.
Oh, no.
For level, which Italian side has made Antonio Conte their manager? Lee said Napoli. Colin said Juventus.
Oh.
Was that a guess from you, or did you know?
No, I knew that.
Oh, it's Napoli. It. He's done it.
Come on.
Oh, he's done it.
No way indeed, Colin.
You sneaked up.
Look at the relief.
No, I'm buzzing.
Good one.
I can go home tonight, but Missy said I couldn't go home.
Quite the smile off his face. Colin, we appreciate your time, and it was nice of you to let Lee win so he didn't embarrass
Thanks,
his family.
Colin.
Well done.
Thanks, Colin.
Well done, guys.
Brilliant, Colin. Thanks for taking the time.
Right, take care. Thanks very much.
And you. Bye. There we go. I liked Colin as well. That was good.
So he goes straight to the top of the...
He's 100%.
Hey.
Andy Halliday, Kenny Miller and Roger Hanna have had to sweat week in, week out to get 100% record, and he might just escape with
straight
one and done.
One.
Oh, wow. So nervous here, man. Wow.
There we go. I mean, it's a 3-2, but they all count. They all count.
Listen, a win's a win.
It is indeed, and well done to you. Anyway, right, 0141 951 1025. That's the number you need. Come on down on the phones, and don't forget, everybody who calls tonight goes into the hat for a pair of tickets with club badges. So good tickets is what you need to know, to the Unite Scotland Summer Race Day Air Races on the 22nd of June. That will be a top day out, that I think it always is when you go down there, but there's lots on that day. Bit of entertainment for you as well. So any calls that come on air, you're into the hat for a pair of tickets. So all good. Speaking of which, Kenny only has to go along the road if he wins the tickets. He's in Prestwick. How are you, Kenny?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you, Gordon. How are you?
I'm good. Gordon DL used to live in Prestwick. Did you ever have the misfortune of bumping into him?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Did you? I was just assuming he would just say no.
I used to help out Ayr United with their injuries at times when he was manager many years ago. Bill Barr was the chairman.
Wow.
But I worked for the ice hockey team, the Scottish Eagles, which was the other team owned by Bill Barr at the time.
Was he insufferable? Because I actually think he's quite a nice guy now, and I think he's probably mellowed, but I reckon he was insufferable back in the day.
No, with me, he was good. I enjoyed his company, and he was a nice fella, so I hope he's on holiday.
Do you know what? I'm desperate to get him back on because you follow him on Instagram?
I've seen today's picture.
Absolutely outrageous. Sure. He's gone on holiday for the first time ever. He hates holidays, apparently, right? He's gone to Dubai. He's pushing the boat out.
Read the comments, though.
A topless picture today.
Read the comments.
He's getting stick for his skinny legs.
Aye, but they're saying that he's as well. Put his head on somebody else's body.
So he's been working hard in the gym. He's gone topless on his Instagram today. I'll pull him up for this when he's back, right? He's gone topless.
Yeah.
And he's sort of he's got his hands deliberately up on the barrier there, clearly trying to show off some sort of shoulder definition. Yeah. I've seen these tricks before. I know what you're doing. I know you're breathing right in there. I mean, look at that. He's nearly pulled that belly back towards his spine just to try. But every day it's been a sort of weird series of photos from Dubai. So I can't wait to get him back, to pull him up on it, because he's also and this only works if you are familiar with Instagram terminology. My favourite one was he accidentally posted a reel, but he thought it was a picture. So he's essentially posted a video. For those who don't know, it's a video, but it's just a still picture. And it's just him with his eyes shut. So it's like a still bit of a video. Awful. It's like when your granda uses Instagram. Anyway, Kenny, sorry, what's your point tonight?
I think all I was thinking was, you know, there's a lot of talk about the injuries, which is very unfortunate. But it's great to hear the lads from Bristol City, you know, getting an opportunity. But as the guys were saying earlier in previous calls, you know, talking about other players from other clubs such as Ross County and the like, I just think, You know, Steve Clark is such an organised man. I remember speaking to Rory McKenzie just after. He's a Kilmarnock player who had recently, an Italian manager had come in when Steve Clark got the Scotland job. And he said to me, you know, the big difference, he says, Steve Clark so organised. Everybody knew exactly what they were to do. And I can't imagine him bringing somebody in from out with the system, you know, like the under-21s would be the progression. I'm sure they're probably playing similar systems. I don't know, but obviously it's got to do into what the players can do. But I think he'll stick to what he knows. I don't think he's going to bring somebody in out of the blue that hasn't had any international experience at any level before. And his organisation skills, I'm sure he's had an eye on the under-21s, you know, to try and, you know, very closely, because they're aware they're going to get injuries and they just don't know what they'll be and when they'll be. So I just wondered what the players, what yourself and Lee and Simon thought about that.
Well, Lee, you'll know better than me. I don't think the 21s play the same system as such, but I take Kenny's general point about being in the system. The other use of the word system, you know, to like, in terms of being in that international structure, and it seems like an obvious place to look.
Yeah, I think Kenny makes a good point. Obviously, he wants to kind of look within, and it gives these under 21 players an opportunity. I don't think, to my knowledge, there's not an out and out striker available in there. I'm not sure. I might be doing him a disservice because only knowing Tommy Conway in there. But I don't see. I just think you don't want to go in shy of players into a friendly leading into a big tournament. Why not take somebody like a wild card from somewhere else? I know he's obviously said in his press conference and stuff, the 21s are the kind of backup squad on the backup list for the squad, and they might feature, and he's done that with Tommy Conway. But see, if you've not got another striker that's ready to make the step up into the first team, why not throw somebody else into the mix, see how they got on? Again, I keep harping back to throwing them into that environment, into that hustle bustle of top quality players, see mm-hmm. how they got on.
To be fair, so Kenny's backing up the Tommy Conway inclusion mm-hmm. and why he prefers that to some of the other names. It's a different debate when we talk about there might still be another space. That, you know, so well, but on Tommy Conway as an example, to back up Kenny's point, is that because under 21 football can be a kind of weird place in the sense that some people are fortunate enough to be able to skip it. You know, Tierney, I think, totally skipped it. Robertson barely played.
Yeah.
Others, you know, serve a lot of time in there
before they get a chance.
Before going up.
But there's a lot of the 21s players just now aren't playing first team
yeah.
football.
Yeah.
So how can they then take the step up sure. into international football, which is obviously a step up from mm-hmm. first team football? So I think it's a strange one.
I think you made a good point earlier on in the show about they're still, their season hasn't finished.
Yeah.
So they're still working. They're still planning for games. So their fitness is still there. It's still very similar to what the first team squad will be. So maybe that's where he's looked. He's obviously not envisaged that many injury problems cropping up. Tommy Conway's one. So listen, there might be, I'm with Lee. I would like to see somebody else, another
yeah.
outfield player in there.
What about that, Kenny, then? Is there room for another? I mean, you've made a good point in backing up Tommy Conway and why you think that makes sense, but just in a pure numbers game, if it's Doak and Dykes out and Conway in, should we still look for one more?
Well, the thing is, I think Scotland don't really play with wingers, do they? So I don't know quite what you do. I think there's, I would suggest you definitely want that backup in the forward line somewhere. I'm not quite sure who that would be, but I think, you know, the guys in the panel know a lot more about that than me. But I mean, I know a lot more about, you know, domestic football than I do, you know, international football. I'm not so familiar with a lot of English players that we don't know about aren't in the Scotland team or squads. But I think definitely you want somebody, you know, the boy Doak with all his pace, his cleverness, to be able to use 2 feet the whole thing. I mean, yeah, he hasn't played for 6 months. If you were going to bring a wild card in, that would be the one, but unfortunately, he's not fit.
Yeah.
So I'm not just quite sure if there's anybody else out there that maybe playing in England or other countries that have got a tremendous sort of burst of pace that you need again yeah. to surprise teams like Germany in particular, that are going to make them sit a wee bit more on the back foot if they know there's somebody there that's going to maybe worry them a little bit.
Again, it depends. Are we talking now a winger, or are we talking a striker? Because they're different things.
Yeah.
No, totally. Yeah. That's the thing. Because Doak for the 21s played up front on his own, didn't he? In the last, was at the start of the campaign. Again, there'll be different reasons. I think your point's a good one. You maybe don't. Are you trying to phone guys? You know, would you be phoning guys who are on their holidays or whatever? And
I think that's why he's come out himself and said mm-hmm. anybody else will be from the 21s.
But that's why I think. Aside from whether you think he's good enough or not, that's why it feels like a Simon Murray or whatever.
Until he brings just somebody else in tomorrow,
never,
and just blows that.
Never
theory.
Happening. Aye, but
it's too late for that to happen now. Mm-hmm. That if that had happened maybe yesterday when it all kicked off, obviously
Dykes
when
was last Saturday. I think it was Saturday, wasn't it?
It's bringing a player in.
Not last Saturday.
And it's not even using him on Friday. It's bringing him in and see how he gets on in training. That he might spark up and be brilliant in training. You think, oh, do you know what? We need to take him as a. Some sort of weapon.
Because there are obviously reasons. I mean, as an example, if we're talking about guys who are at least familiar or have been there before, I mean, Ryan Fraser got 26 Scotland caps. I think he went to the previous Euros. Now there was that sort of issue when
on
he kind
bridges.
Of pulled out his squads. Mm-hmm. But I thought he got back in at least once after that. I think he might have. But yeah, have bridges been burned there? You know, can you find a space for someone like him? I can see why that, without knowing what Steve Clarke thinks of him, why that suggestion makes sense, because he's been there before and he's got lots of caps. But whether bridges were totally burned or not, I'm not sure. We'd have finished the season on a high with Southampton as well. So yeah, it's going to be
another one. If you're talking about, sorry to interrupt, Gordon, another one to talk about, if you're saying finishing a high in a winger, is Armstrong at Kilmarnock. He'd be brilliant
again.
He's another one.
Again,
it's
that, not to say that it's wrong. That just he's in that complete left field kind of cat, just because he's not done it before, but that doesn't mean it's wrong. Thanks to Kenny on the line on 01419511025. It's a good time to call. I keep saying it doesn't need to be about Scotland. Naturally, that's at the forefront of lots of people's minds, but this might be a nice chance to switch focus, talk about some domestic football. If that sounds up your street, give us a call.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Lee Miller are here. 0141 951 1025. Just as the break started, Lee Miller punched the air in delight. He was just the relief of coming off the back of a beat the pundit victory. He was trying to keep his composure on air, but absolutely delighted to get the victory. What he doesn't know, or what he might not have remembered, is that whilst you get your calls in for the next part of the show, the quizzing isn't over quite yet. Let's do this.
Full time teaser with Universal Interiors, approved by Trust the Trader. Kick off your home improvement in style.
Right, very much up your street, or should be, Simon Donnelly.
Oh no!
How do you like that? Do you like the pressure, like the weight of expectation on you?
It's something from history.
So
no.
It's just it's the colour scheme I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So that I think the pressure's off you, Lee. I mean, you can chip in, but if he doesn't get them, got a hand in his credentials, quite frankly. So thanks to Dale Hanley for sending this in prior to this season. Brendan Rodgers had made 9 loan signings as Celtic manager. Can you name them? So prior to this season, Brendan Rodgers had made 9 loan signings as Celtic manager. Can you name them?
Edward.
Yes. Well done. Interestingly enough, well done, Timo Weir. He's been let go, isn't he? Hudson Edouard, they're willing to let him go. I see Celtic fans just going, "Would you? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know.
And would you?
Would you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh come on! Off that fence. Just pick one. No, we won't tell anybody.
No.
Why?
Because he's had his time. I think they have to look elsewhere.
I thought this is...
I think revisiting... Does it work both times? I don't know.
You know, it's funny. When you obviously kind of sit here and by definition sit on the fence all the time and don't really care how players work out, I always thought Hudson Edouard was absolutely brilliant. But I see the Celtic fans are a bit split, and I see lots of people saying they thought he downed tools at the end. But I mean, that was a pretty poorly functioning Celtic team, and he still scored a decent number that season. So it's just funny when you add the emotion in, where it doesn't make much difference to me how he does or not. Do you like him when he was here?
No, I like him as a striker. I really like him.
Did you have him back?
No, I'm a wee bit like you. He's had his time, a freshness. He's had his time. Sometimes when players go back to clubs, it doesn't quite happen like it did before. But no, he's a top quality striker.
I also wonder as well, so that they got a good fee for him, and I know it's not exactly been a rip-roaring success, but he's still gone and been an English Premier League striker.
Yeah.
It's definitely not been a disaster. He's started a lot of games and he's scored some goals.
Yeah, he has.
I always think the English Premier League is if you're in a team like Crystal Palace, you probably are only, look at all those squads. Mm-hmm. The strikers do only score a couple. So maybe it would cost a whack as well to get back. I don't know. But anyway, maybe Celtic fans... This is silly season. This is hypothetical city. So I don't know. Hudson Edouard, do you care? Would you take a look or not? That was a heck of a long answer to the teaser, wasn't it?
I was just about to say, how many players are you looking for again? I forgot.
9. Brendan Rodgers, prior to this season, made 9 loan signings as Celtic manager. Hudson Edouard, who became permanent in the end. Timo Weir, who did not.
Foster. Goalkeeper.
No, weirdly. Why not?
Before,
he's not on the list apparently, according to Dale. Dale knows his stuff, blame him.
Was Dembele on loan?
No. Straight in.
I think that went against Edward as well. I think Dembele been so good as well before he get the kind of number 9 jersey.
The headlines.
Yeah.
Edward was really young, wasn't he? And then eventually sort of came to the fore. Any more for just now, or will we move on? Some of the names on this.
Roberts.
Yes, Patrick Roberts.
Yes. Well contribution done.
Hudson Edouard, Patrick Roberts, Timo Weir. There's another 6 on Dale's list. Prior to the season, Brendan Rodgers had made 9 loan signings at Celtic. Can you name them? And like Dale did tonight, if you think you could come up with a question like that, you think that you could catch the pundits out, the email address you need, write this down, is fulltime@clyde1.com. Fulltime@clyde1.com. gmail.com. Send them in, please. Now, I did say that you could shift focus away from Scotland if you wanted. You could talk domestic football, and that's absolutely fine. Let's bring in Ryan, who's on the line. How are you, Ryan?
All right, aye, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. What are you thinking tonight then? What made you call?
Aye, so I just wanted to talk about the reports that have came out earlier in the day talking about David Gray agreeing to become the new Hibs boss on a permanent basis. And mm-hmm. I basically wanted to get your thoughts, but also share my excitement, because I know that, well, about half the Hibs fan base are sharing my excitement and are delighted about it, mainly probably because of obviously his role at Hibs as a player. But half of the fan base have also, I mean, I've seen people on social media today saying that they're giving up their season ticket and not coming back if David Gray gets in.
Wow.
So it's been heavily divisive.
And why is that then? Because I get why, you know, it might not be like first choice, you might not be jumping up and down about it, but what's so bad about it for these people, do you think?
Probably just because, well, people seem to be obsessed with the fact that he's been in the coaching setup and had managers in front of him fail on multiple occasions, which I would argue kind of being more positive about it, that he's had these experiences under these managers where he's obviously not had like as progressive a role, as important of a role, and he's then learned based on the maybe the failings or the shortcomings of these managers, which is probably going to help him in the long run in terms of being a better coach. But a lot of people seem to be hung up on that, which I think, to be fair, is maybe understandable, but I would like to be more positive and think that he's a man who knows the club, he knows the game up here, mm-hmm. he's got the respect of people in the dressing room that are there, and obviously anybody who maybe reads up on the club when they're coming to the club will understand what bigger role he plays in terms of how people perceive him up here. I also just think people are really nervous about maybe the same thing happening, which happened to Frank Sauzé back in the day, which I'm a wee bit too young for that, but he took the role and then it didn't work out at all. It kind of left him in a sour way when he left the club. But people these days still think about Sauzé as kind of like a hero, even if he had some shortcomings as manager. But I'm just excited about the whole thing and I wanted to see what you all thought about it.
Take it away. What did you make of that? When you heard it today, did you get the feeling like the longer this went on without a manager, it might head to David?
Yeah, I think so. He's been holding the fort, and he's a young guy. You know, it's a great opportunity, great club, Hibs. So he's been a hero there as a player and a great servant. And I know what Ryan's saying there. Sometimes that can work against you if you don't hit the ground running as a manager. But it's a great opportunity for him. He's got the experience of being the coach. Taking the number one seat is a different pressure, which you'll no doubt find out straight away. But ultimately, it's results. It's results. We were talking about it earlier on about getting time in jobs, and you don't tend to get a lot of that nowadays. So it'll be interesting to see. Interesting that Ryan says it kind of splits the support a wee bit, because, as I say, he was a very popular mm-hmm. player.
Understand the emotion for fans, Lee, because what Frank Sauzé did or didn't do has no bearing on what David Gray will do.
Yeah.
But it just reminds you of the different ways it can go. You and I will remember Stevie Hamill at Motherwell. Fans absolutely love him, yep. you know, and it just didn't work out. And it makes it so much harder then, you know, it makes it really tough to watch. And you really feel for these managers when it doesn't work out. And there will be other examples where it has worked out. So they're just kind of interesting memories. They don't really have much bearing on what David Gray does.
Yeah, I know, and you look across the city. Naismith was a really good servant to Hearts. Goes in, what I can remember, it didn't quite hit the ground running, and then he picked up, and the fans were kind of against him to start with when he went in, I think. And then it was kind of the same time as Barry Robson was under mm-hmm. pressure at Aberdeen when he took over, because he promoted within. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In the case of Naismith, it worked. He got them up to third place.
Even about October the season, the season that passed, he was under a bit, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was under pressure. Barry Robson was under pressure. He obviously lost his job. Naismith then kicked on, got players in, got the trust of the players, got them playing a certain style in a certain way, and he cemented third place really early on. So he's been very good for Hearts, but you just don't know. I just hope, like Simon was saying there, I hope he gets the time to then assemble his own squad. And it looks as if he's got the players buying into it already. He's had a few good results having been caretaker, so I think it will be a decent appointment. But I think I understand the fans' frustration. it's a half split, I think, because he wanted a big name, but it doesn't always work out like that.
What does this all mean though, Ryan? Because we're now in danger of every team. We always just say the same things. We say, this manager needs time. Then when things don't work out, we say, but you can't afford to keep sacking managers. And then people say, but we need to sack this one. You know, and round and round we go. And I'm sorry to say, because I'm sure you know it anyway, your club is probably the prime example of it. Everybody says Hibs can't keep sacking managers until one of them does poorly and then everyone wants them sacked. So how do we get out of this rut?
I've been in that position. I was the one that after Lee Johnson was sacked, I was saying we can't keep sacking managers. But
and then you were Montgomery out.
Like, get rid of him. Exactly. Like, but I wasn't, like, everybody was like, oh, Monty out, Monty out. I wasn't that way until it hit the Aberdeen game. And then when we got beat 4-0, that was me.
Yeah.
And I suppose there is, like, I'm always quite calm in terms of backing a manager. But at the same time, there always has to be a breaking point. Like, at the same time, Lee Johnson, we got beat off Livingston at the start of the season at Easter Road. After the third goal went in, everybody was booing. It just turned completely toxic. And the same thing, exact thing, in fact, happened in that Aberdeen game as well. That's when you get that feeling, when it turns toxic in the stadium, that's when you know. And it's been brutal the last few years. It really has. I mean, I think it's maybe a wee bit revisionist to say this, but if Jack Ross doesn't get sacked after that Livingston away game a few years ago, I don't know if we're in the same kind of rotten situation that we are right now. I feel like that was maybe jumping the gun a little bit. But again, we're 3 years ago at this point. You have to move on for that. But I think if David Gray starts poorly, this fan base is so fickle. And they get fans of the same club as me get angry when I say stuff like that. But it is true. Like, we tend to turn really quickly. You win one game and you're gone for third place. You lose one, fans are scared of relegation. I suppose that's the nature of the Scottish Premiership, but it just seems to be at a higher level with him. So, of course, David Gray's got it. He's up against it. But at the same time, it's always nice to start with that bit of respect that's already there, and he's certainly got that. So that's the reason why I feel like come the League Cup group stages, we'll all show up in our numbers, we'll back the team right for the start, and hopefully the wheels don't fall off like they have the last few times.
Ryan, I think you make some excellent points. It was nice to have you on. That was Ryan in Leith giving us his thoughts and the suggestions that David Gray is closing in on the permanent role as Hibs manager. This could be a first, or not a first, but oh, I see that Erling Haaland has scored a hat-trick for Norway. I wonder if he'll have a good Euros. That's right. He's not going. Because of Lyndon Dykes and Kenny McLean. Sorry, Erling. Yeah. Enjoy your summer. Listen, we can be cocky about that now until next week, and then we just become a bit more humble again. Hopefully not humbled by the other teams amidst all these injuries. Celtic and Rangers fans, we've made it deep into the show without any thoughts from you about your team this season coming, or the summer, or transfers, or whatever. Almost unheard of on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. So you've still got time. Pick up that phone and we'll speak to you very, very soon. How about this teaser? Prior to this season, Brendan Rodgers had made 9 loan signings. A Celtic manager named them Edouard, Roberts and Weah. Oh no, we're not out already, are we?
We've went early.
Indeed. Okay, right. I'll give you one clue, right?
Just I like a clue.
Speaking of options for the Scotland squad, I'm not saying this guy is, by the way, this is just my tenuous link. What about a winger / forward who has played for Scotland under Stevie Clark, who has scored for Scotland under Stevie Clark, and no one is mentioning him as a Euros possibility? Possibly for good reason, no offence, but I'll leave that with you and we'll get the answers next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Simon Donnelly and Lee Miller are racking their teeny tiny football brains to come up with the answers to the teaser. I'll revisit that in just a second. But if you, like me, are just looking everywhere for extra Euros fixes, Clyde One Super Scoreboard's Roger Hanna and our colleague Stephen Mill, they're getting ready for Germany with a new podcast, Euro Stories with the Scottish Sun. They're going to speak to Scotland players that have played at previous tournaments in 92, 96, 2020 or 2021 as it became. Episode 2 is now available. The guys speak to Dundee United's Declan Gallagher about being in the squad for the last Euros, and he spoke about that penalty shootout in Serbia.
When Marcy saved that penalty and we're all running, and then you just see Marcy's reaction with his hands like that, it's the iconic reaction of Marcy, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh no, they ruined this penalty or something. I was on the panic, but yeah, then just as soon as you jump on each other, that's how you just think we've done it. And it's like the relief as well. It's like the monkey off the back, 23 years, and mm-hmm. you get to a Euros, and it's just unbelievable. Plus, you know there was going to be a massive party after it as well.
Super Scoreboard presents Scotland's Euro Stories with the Scottish Sun.
Yeah, a lot of good stories in there. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, Clyde One Super Scoreboard's YouTube channel. Head to clyde1.com now as well for your chance to win a state-of-the-art projector and barbecue, so that you can enjoy the games outside this summer. I mean, it's like 10 degrees and raining today, but hopefully by the time the Euros comes round,
we'll be out. Barbecues
I got
round.
Proper sunburned in St Andrews at the weekend.
Did you?
And I thought, this is it, summer.
Well,
is
my sister
here.
Was up Sunday. She said she said it was incredible, the weather.
And then
everybody
today,
was out on the beach and I'll swim well.
That was definitely me. Oh, I was embracing. Oh, magnificent. But then you come back to here anyway. So remember, stay ahead of the game with Scottish Sun Sport at thescottishsun.co.uk. So anyway, this teaser we're looking for. Prior to this season, the 9 players that Brendan Rodgers signed on loan for Celtic: Odson Edouard, Patrick Roberts and Timothy Weah. I left you with a clue before the break, which was this guy has played and scored for Steve Clark Scotland.
Burke.
Steve Clark's first ever Scotland game, incidentally.
I needed the clue. And Scott Bain.
Yes, I think it was alone initially. Well done. 4 to get.
4 to get, we're struggling.
I thought Christie and Frimpong miles off it.
Two wingers. Similar profile in that they came with like loads of promise from like kind of big academies, but injuries and various things, and it just never worked.
Didn't work out.
A fullback again came from a big club. But you've not got him either, and a centre back. So I'm trying to help you out here.
It's a full team.
Fans like the centre back. Mark Wilson used to love the centre back for some reason. Again, didn't play loads because of injury, but there was always talk about maybe getting him back again. They liked him in the times they did see him. No.
I'm no chance. I'm miles off of you.
Okay, I'll leave it with you before the end, before I give them any further clues. Let's bring in Ewan, who's in Oban. How are you, Ewan?
Yeah, hi there. Hi, Fano. How are you doing?
Are you a golf fan, Ewan?
I know, I was just about to say.
I'm actually don't play golf, but yeah, I'm very aware of what you're maybe getting at there, aye.
Is the town buzzing this? He's back, isn't he? He's not even Bob McIntyre. He's not bothered about the next tournament, the Memorial. He's gone up the road for a party.
Ewan's got a point.
He's a great lad. Great family, aye.
Why was his dad on the bag?
He just didn't have a caddy, that's right. Ewan, he burned through a few caddies. He's trying to arrange a new one and he just called his dad.
Ah, brilliant.
That's what's happened.
I was loving it on Sunday night. Oh, I could not take my eyes off it.
And his dad did he not have to say his job? Because he's a greenkeeper. He had to say, listen, it's all right if I go.
I can join his caddy for my son.
Absolutely brilliant.
Soon I'm a grass cutter. Sorry, anyway, that was my bad attempt at the accent. Ewan, don't hold it against me.
That was excellent.
So is the town all proud this week? Is that the way it works?
Aye, very proud. Very proud of him. He done well.
It was great. Anyway, don't let me derail you. What's your thoughts tonight?
No, it's actually a sort of question and get his thoughts from Simon on the potential permanent move for Paolo Bernardo with Celtic. So just to find out what he thinks about that.
I like him. I think he's did well when he's been called upon this season. He's played quite a bit, came up with the important goals and came up with the wee bit of positive play in the final that I thought Celtic as a team lacked on the day. You know, maybe weary legs in the Rangers midfield, and he was fresh on and got away from the lad Raskin to create the goal. And I heard Callum McGregor talking about him as well. He's got youth on his side. He's somebody that I think has impressed his teammates. So I would definitely go out to look to bring him in.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Would you go along with that then, Ewan? Is that why you've called?
100%. Yeah, it's just always good to get, you know, thoughts from someone Simon's experience. But I mean, definitely. With Celtic's history of improving players and obviously moving them on, you know, we'll probably be kicking ourselves if we take them. It'll be a big sell-on clause, no doubt. But definitely. I mean, as I say, with Brendan Rodgers there as well, I think he's kicked Matt O'Reilly on big time this season too.
Yeah, I think the lads showed enough, and obviously you're touching on Matt O'Reilly there as well, which could be a huge void to fill. You know, if he moves on. And I think Bernardo's showed enough, you know, that he can go in there and do a job for Celtic.
I think also, like, Bernardo obviously hasn't played every single game, so if Varela does go,
yeah,
he's going to only get better with games,
yeah,
playing every single week in, week out, knowing he's playing, he's going to get better each game, and I think he's a real talent.
Yeah, but I suppose, Ewan, what you would do for 5-6 million is different what you would do to 8 or 9 or whatever. So what's the fee? What's the limit for your desire for Paulo Bernardo? I mean,
as the lads alluded to earlier, with the likes of his ceilings, we've not even scratched the surface with him yet, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you give him a run, then I think you're going to see, you know, unlock his potential. And then, you know, I think 6 million, I would definitely be hoping Celtic would go to that. But the talk is that they're looking to negotiate sort of 3.5. So, I mean, if they can get it for that, then it's a no-brainer for me.
These are difficult when you don't know exactly. If you're talking 3.5, I don't think you're meeting any Celtic fan who says no to that.
It's a no-brainer.
You add a couple of million to that, then it becomes...
It becomes similar difficult to the conversation we had about Ida last week on the show. Mm. I just think, like Ida coming in, I think these guys have showed that they can handle the jersey, they can handle the situation. He scored against Rangers at the turn of the year. He's popped up with that little bit that won the cup effectively. I think he's showed that he can be a Celtic player. And he's young. He's young, so he's got all that kind of bright future ahead of him as well.
Adam Ida scoring for Republic of Ireland last night. Ewan, I don't know if that adds anything to a price tag, but it kind of shows, you know, he's scoring at international level. What do you think about him? He's a similar situation, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sort of in the same boat with him, to be honest. You know, I'll be the first one to... He's proved me wrong. Anyway, when he first came in, I think it was just everything, the fact that we weren't signing, really. It was almost looked last minute and didn't know a lot about the lad, but I'm quite happy to be proved wrong in these cases. So I am definitely... It probably adds... Look, I'll be surprised if the new Norwich manager doesn't come in and maybe want to give him a go down there, to be honest. But if that's the case, then look, we'll just have to say good luck to him and, you know, thanks. But I would definitely, if there's an option to do anything there, then I'd be taking it, yeah.
Any interest at all in exploring an Odson Edward option? It's just something that randomly came up earlier.
I've seen that. So I'm not so sure about that. If I'm being totally honest, I would rather spend money on these two guys, then, you know, Odson Edward was brilliant for Celtic, and then towards the end, you know, I won't forget that either. So, I don't know if I'm a great fan of that one right enough. I'm not so sure.
If
Brendan Rodgers wants to do it, then I wouldn't argue with him, like, you know, but it's.
Listen, you can tell us what you... Don't worry what he thinks about it. Listen, we're here to find out from you, Ewan. So I appreciate the call tonight. That was Ewan.
Good man.
Bob McIntyre's neighbour. Don't know if he is, but we'll just call him that. Speaking of which, the PGA Tour actually just tweeted a picture of Dougie McIntyre back on the lawnmower.
Is he back working to the day job? His normal shift.
Hive is on, dressed like Gordon BL there, and cutting the grass. Brilliant. Anyway, we occasionally branch out to other sports for like a minute, then we pull ourselves back in. Prior to this season, Brendan Rodgers had 9 loan signings as Celtic manager. Can you name them? Scott Bain, Odson Edward, Patrick Roberts, Timothy Weah, Ollie Burke. Oh, nearly said the name of the centre half there. Glad I didn't.
There's 2 wingers in there as well, you said.
2 wingers. It's a similar profile because they were like supposed wonder kids, like come from big academies, real high hopes. Neither did anything because of injury, or mostly because of injury and form as well. The only impact I remember one of them having, I think, was that Zenit St. Petersburg game. Do you remember that? Was it Callum McGregor or someone scored a really nice team goal? I think he was involved. Was he Chelsea? Brendan Rodgers claimed, I think, that Real Madrid tried to sign him, and then people like debunked that myth.
It's not great that music's on and we're still to find 4 names.
I need to start telling you them, I think. Charlie Masonda.
Masonda, yep. Right. I was at that game as well.
Of course you were.
Australian. So again, it's the same. It was meant to be wonder kid. I think he was in the kind of City Group system. I think some of that. The terrible injury. Oh my word!
Shocking.
Daniel Arzani.
No.
You've got. It's him that's got no excuse. Simon Donnelly.
Celtic legend here, can't he? That
right. The fullback, I think, was was it Borussia Dortmund something again? It was one of these. No, Jeremy Tolyan. Still nothing. Oh wow, we're blank. I thought he'd have got the centre back was Croatian. Oh my, this is an all time. At least you won unbeaten the pundit.
Ah yes, champion.
Filip Benković.
Benković.
There we go. Thank you, Simon Donnelly. Lee Miller, was that painless? Did you enjoy it?
That was good. Enjoyed that. Thanks very much.
You did. Okay, I think we possibly have you back another time.
That's enough.
And we are back tomorrow at 6. Callum Gallagher is up next.